I guess it's Bring Your Kids to Work Day today.
Okay.
A thief decided to rob a Queen's frozen yogurt shop.
Oh, no.
And the kids just happened to be there, too. So
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I got to rob this place, but you know what? The kids are here, so I'm going to rob it with the kids. And the only thing they robbed the ice cream place for was for the toppings.
Two kids there helping a thief break into that frozen yogurt shop. What's more surprising is the items that police say they took. News 4's John Chandler has a story from Glendale.
It's great.
Frozen yogurt is what Menchie serves. But frozen yogurt is nowhere near the window that this man breaks open. It's 11 p.m. on Easter Sunday. And yes, those are two kids by his side.
I will figure it was a grown man with little kids. Surprising.
Samantha. Come on, come with daddy.
And Ralph have operated this shop at Atlas.
I got nobody to watch you, so come on. We're you hungry?
Since 2016. We're also parents of two young kids.
So sad. Like, what are you trying to teach your kids today?
They watch the surveillance video, stunned
to
see
in.
One of the kids
appearing to get free
to shine
shit.
A light while the man grabs something from inside their store. Moments later, the three run off.
What's the point of doing something like that?
It's really, really just disturbing.
Ralph didn't notice anything wrong when he opened the store the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
Until he walked into the back room and saw a mess.
I just saw, like, the window broken and I saw stuff all over the floor. And I was wondering, like, my team members wouldn't have left a place like this.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I checked our footage, I noticed, like, someone pushing in on the window.
His camera captured the window busting open. The man's arm is the only thing that makes it inside. Mall surveillance also shows the man and the two kids before the break-in on an escalator. One kid even sliding down it. This man didn't take any cash from the
register. And the kid falls at the end.
Help himself to frozen yogurt.
Take a look at this video.
That's not good parenting.
Help himself to frozen yogurt. All he grabbed through this window that he pried open was maybe some M&Ms or some cake toppings, which leaves the managers and police wondering, why bother?
You expect it.
Because that was the goal.
That was M&M's.
That's what he wanted.
M&M's aren't free.
Looks like you were taking them out for a good time. And is that how you're going to end your night? This doesn't make sense.
He says teens have occasionally taken candy, even the tip jar once, but never anything like this.
You're trying to break
in. No one's ever stolen M&M's from us before. They've taken money.
From a frozen yogurt store. Some candy, some yogurt. You know, bring the kids back. We'll gladly give them something for free.
In Glendale, Queens, John Chandler.
Yeah.
News 4
Queens is going to give you something for free.
Right.
If you bring
That's
the kids
happening.
Back. Hey, if you don't give me free shit, I'm going to rob you later.
Maybe he just wants to have a fun day. Maybe it's there's that movie that Jennifer Garner is in called like The Day of Yes or something like that, where whatever the kids want to do, you have to say yes. And maybe he's doing that with his kids. Maybe the kids were like, we want to get on the escalator and slide up and down and you can't say no. Okay. It's yes day. You know what I mean? We want to break into that yogurt place, but we only want to take the toppings. All right. It's yes day. So that's probably what that guy was doing. It wasn't a bring your kid to work day. They were having a Jennifer Garner yes day.
I want to slide down the escalator.
Okay. It's your day.
I guess we have to
I want to break into this yogurt shop and take the M&Ms. All right.
What else?
Normally
you
I'd say no.
Let's go to the zoo and steal a tiger.
It's yes day.
That's what we have to do. Now, this movie was a couple. They were getting a divorce, but their last stand was a whole day of a yes day. So I can just imagine what your yes day would be for Joe. It would probably be like, today we're throwing away a lot of t-shirts. Today we're cleaning. Today we're doing, you know, you just have a list of things for him to do.
But every day is yes day here. It would be the opposite. It'd be better if I gave him the yes day. Anything he wanted to do, I said yes to. That would be different.
See, that's a good game. That's what you should play as a couple. One day it's her yes day. The next day it's his yes day.
Okay.
And you can't say no.
All right.
You got to do whatever they want.
Okay.
Even
I'm
that,
do that
and that.
All right. I'm going to do that with Joe and and then I'll report back to you.
Yeah, because I want to know what he brings up.
Okay.
And I want to know what you bring up. I think with you, it's going to be chores.
No, I'm going to make the most of my yes day.
No,
it's going to be stuff that he never does. Like,
chores.
Let him cook. No, he's not chores, but I'm going to let him have his yes day first because his is going to be stupid. It's going to be stuff like, let me sleep. you know, and I have to say yes to that.
Yeah.
Fine. So I'm going to let him have his first, because otherwise, if I do mine first, then his is going to be all a revenge day. I don't want revenge day. So I have to do for him first, and then wait till he gets a load of my yes day.
Right. For him, it would be like, okay, 24 hours, you cannot talk.
Right.
Not a word.
Right.
And you just have to smile and nod at everything. That's all you can do all
day. He can't do that.
No, you have to sit there and just smile and nod. Yeah, that's it. That's the only thing you can do all day. And you have to sit here and watch his stupid shows with him. And not
he
say,
can't and he cannot have his iPad on him.
Oh, you take
no
that
iPad. The iPad has to go under, like under the bed or in a drawer. Like no iPad. That he couldn't do.
And for him, for you would. Okay, we're going to watch three Housewives shows back to back to back. You can't say a word. Yes. You can't say a word. And if you break one of our rules, so if you're watching the Housewives shows and you go, oh, God, why do you keep watching? Then that's another day. You get a whole nother day of yes day.
Right. Or maybe it's like a $20 fine.
No, just a whole nother day. You get a whole nother day that you can make him watch more Housewives shows.
Okay.
And
then
then he might end up liking them.
I doubt it.
Okay, tonight we're going to watch The Bachelor. Oh, God.
He hates those shows so much that if I'm watching him in the other room,
mm-hmm.
he'll walk by and go, oh, why do you watch this stupid stuff? It's like, I'm not even in the same room as you. Like, why do you even care what I'm watching in the other room?
Yeah, I'll walk past and I'll point at the women and I'll be like, that's a horrible, horrible, horrible human being right there. I can't stand that show. So every one of your stupid shows, you're going to make him watch.
You love to ruin that stuff for us.
Yeah, for me, it would be like, okay, 6 hours of Family Guy. And you can't say anything. Enjoy. Letterkenny Marathon.
Rob says, dress like a French maid. And Lion King Kitty said, you have to give Joe some tips.
Okay, I will definitely do that. But it's going to start off with 24 hours of no talking.
No talking and lots of Letterkenny.
Should have heard your mom last night. She sounded like a window closing on a Tonkinese cat's tail. Sounded like...
You Shorzy?
Fuck you, Jonesy. Should have heard your mom last night. She sounded like my great aunt when I pull a surprise visit. She was like,